Columbia, South Carolina. The Columbia Police Department says an arrest has been made in connection with the murder of a white man who was gunned down outside his home. Chief Skip Holbrook made the announcement on the arrest of Ivan Kenta Patterson, a black man. Investigators had previously made no arrest in connection with the death of 32-year-old Timothy Gentry, who was fatally wounded in the chest. Gentry worked with people who has disabilities. Gentry's family said he was just days away from proposing to his girlfriend before he was killed. A suspect was never identified, but CPD officers said the suspect was described as a thin, dark-skinned black male with a medium height who was last seen wearing a white tank top-style shirt and dark pants with short braids or dreadlocks. Patterson, according to a records check, already has pending charges against him that include armed robbery, kidnapping, weapons possession, and attempted murder in an unrelated case from August 2015. In that case, law enforcement officials said Patterson exchanged gunfire with Columbia police officers after police said he pointed a gun at two women while demanding their belongings. The victims complied and were not harmed during the incident, a black-on-white crime. Authorities have caught up to a serial carjacker who shot a tourist in a Kennedy Airport Hotel parking lot last month. Brooklyn federal court papers state John Harrod, a black man who was charged with that crime and three additional carjackings, targeted Meredith Stifter as she sat in her car at a Hampton Inn and demanded valuables, papers state. When she said she had nothing to give him, Harrod pistol-whipped the terrified tourist. Stifter's mother, Andrea Kohler, was in the lobby when Harrod approached her daughter and immediately rushed her to her aid. However, Harrod fired a bullet into Kohler's shoulder and took off with another man in a Volkswagen Jetta, according to court papers. He stole two silver rings and a 2013 Notre Dame High School class ring from the woman, cops said. Chicago. A Southside man has been charged with murder for allegedly bludgeoning a man to death and then setting him on fire last summer in an Irving Park neighborhood. On the northwest side, Donald Arrington, a black man, is charged with first-degree murder for the bludgeoning death of 50-year-old Lloyd A. White, according to police and the Cook County Medical Examiner's Office. White's body was found in the basement of a building around 11 a.m. in the 3900 block of North Spaulding Avenue, police said. Arrington fatally shot White with a blunt object during the altercation before setting him on fire and fleeing the scene. White was pronounced dead at the scene, authorities said. His personal property and vehicle were later found in a northern suburb. Police gathered information during the investigation that led to Arrington's arrest Wednesday, police said. A former public school teacher has been stabbed to death in a homeless shelter in Harlem, New York, reports claim. Devin Black, a white man, 62, was lying in a bed when his roommate, Anthony White, a black man, slashed his throat and nearly severed his head. His body was found in Boulevard, a private shelter, the next morning. Police have launched a citywide manhunt for White, the New York Police Department said in a press release. Devin, the white victim, who won an Academy of Education Award for his work as a librarian in the Bronx in 2013, was made a substitute teacher in 2014. Last year, he was charged with theft, which led him to being suspended without pay. It is not clear when he was vacated his residence in Nyack, New York, and when he took shelter in East Harlem. Mayor Bill de Blasio branded the slashing deeply disturbing. New York Police Department Chief of Detectives Robert Boyce said in a statement, "This individual had his throat lacerated and then apparently bled out because of that. One of the security officers opened the door, saw him lying on the floor, and that's when Mr. White ran out. The slaying came after days of White threatening to harm or kill him in the shelter. A black-on-white crime." Police have arrested a man in the killing of Cynthia Marie Boaz, whose body was found 2 weeks ago in woods off Poole Place, Northwest in Concord. Police charge Jaquise Kendrell Moore, 23, with first-degree murder. Moore is in the Forsyth County Detention Center, where he is being held on other charges at the time of his arrest and Boaz's killing. Concord police said. Moore has various addresses in Concord, Mount Pleasant, and Charlotte, the most recent being Mount Pleasant address, police said. Police have not said how they believe Boaz died. Boaz, 45, was reported missing by her family on December 6th from her home on Jones Street off Rosellas Ferry Road in Charlotte. Charlotte Mecklenburg police later obtained information putting Boaz at a home in the 1100 block of Poole Place in Concord. The second suspect in the murder of Corinth gas station clerk, Chris Ledlow, a white woman, has been arrested. Police identified the man as 24-year-old Micah Bostick, a black man. He, along with Brooklyn Traylor, is charged with capital murder. Bostick was out on probation for armed robbery at the time of the shooting. The second suspect was hiding out. Police Chief Ralph Dance said, he knew we were looking for him and he was in Tripa County in Ripley. And with help from the authorities there, we picked him up. They got him for us. Bostick will be arraigned on Thursday. His arrest comes a day after police arrested and charged Brooklyn Traylor with Ledlow's murder. Even though he's just 17 years old, Traylor is being charged as an adult. Most likely, some liberals will think it's terrible that this black teen is being charged as an adult. Corinth, Mississippi. Corinth investigators charged a 17-year-old black male with capital murder in the death of a gas station clerk. Investigators said the teen shot and killed Christine Ledlow, a white woman, minutes before she would have gotten off work. She worked in Corinth. Surveillance video showed two men enter the gas station and hold up the clerk. Police have not released the video, but said Ledlow put her hands up and was shot in the chest. Dozens of tips poured into the Corinth police station after the shooting. That 17-year-old has now been charged with capital murder. His father identified him as Brooklyn Nizel Traylor. Corinth police officers are still searching for a second man involved in the shooting. Police have not released pictures or a description of the second suspect, but they said they know his identity. A doctor walking home from Danville Regional Medical Center was shot Monday evening after an attempted robbery. Moments later, a neighbor also was shot. Police and emergency crews responded shortly after 7 p.m. after receiving a report of someone being shot, according to a news release from the Danville Police Department. Upon arrival, they discovered 49-year-old Dr. Randolph Neal suffering from apparent gunshot wounds, the release stated. The doctor told police he was walking home after a meeting at DRMC when he was approached on Mount Vernon Avenue by two black men. One of the males produced a handgun and demanded money, the release stated. Neal was shot several times before the suspects ran off. Moments later, a 48-year-old resident of the neighborhood heard a loud noise and went outside. While heading toward Mount Vernon Avenue, the second victim encountered one of the suspects in the 100 block of Virginia Avenue, where he was also shot, according to police. Both victims were transported to Danville Regional Medical Center for treatment. The second shooting victim was treated and released. Dr. Randolph Neal is in stable condition and has been transferred to Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Tuesday morning for treatment of gunshot wounds, according to Lieutenant Mike Wallace of the Danville Police Department. Neal suffered those injuries during an attempted robbery outside of his home on Mount Vernon Avenue around 7 p.m. on Monday. Neal was one of the two victims shot that evening. The second victim came out of his residence when he heard a loud noise. Danville police said in a news release, he went outside to investigate and was shot in the 100 block of Virginia Avenue when he encountered one of the suspects. He was treated at the Danville Regional Medical Center and later released. A reward of $10,000 is being offered for information regarding the shooting. The increase comes from a private donation from Neal's family, Wallace said. Tuesday morning update. A $10,000 reward has been offered for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the suspects responsible for the shootings Monday evening on Mount Vernon and Virginia Avenues. This is the end of this week's Hate Crime Report. Remember that the best protection is to arm yourself, be aware of your surroundings at all times, and stay out of non-white areas. Be safe, my brothers and sisters. Until next time, this is Cora reporting for White Pride Radio, KKK Radio, and WhiteResistanceRadio.com.